California kids prepare healthy meals for the seriously ill. California is trying out special diets to help fight long-term illnesses. By John Bilstein. In a crowded kitchen in Sebastopol, California, a group of teenagers are preparing mushroom burgers for cancer patients at a nearby hospital. They are volunteering for the Ceres Community Project, which is currently taking part in a state-funded study to test certain types of fresh food on chronically ill patients to complement their medical treatment. One of the most popular dishes on the menu is a nourishing meal of fish, cauliflower, and couscous, which supposedly boosts patients' immune systems and may help to slow down the spread of cancer. The young chefs at the Ceres Community Project also prepare special meals for type 2 diabetes patients, as well as those suffering from heart disease. These dishes normally contain lots of parsnips and beets, which are thought to cleanse the body. At present, around 1,000 Medi-Cal patients from low-income households are being given special meals to help them recover. Meanwhile, a control group of another 4,000 patients is receiving conventional treatment. According to the New York Times, complementing medical treatment with diets designed around patients' specific needs could save the healthcare system up to $12,000 per patient per month, because it is thought to reduce the number of emergency call-outs and ER admissions. The newspaper also reports that preparing healthy meals for patients comes to less than $2,000 over a period of 6 months, compared to the $2,774 per day costs of keeping a single patient in a California hospital. For Californians on a small income, the only way to save money often means buying cheap food, which normally contains unhealthy amounts of sugar, fat, salt, and cornstarch. Moreover, sick people mostly don't feel like preparing meals. When you feel terrible, managing your diet falls to the bottom of your list, Karen Pearl, president of the charity God's Love We Deliver, told New York Times reporters. This results in 80% of cancer patients ending up malnourished. Initiatives like the Ceres Community Project try to prevent this by delivering fresh meals directly to patients' doors. Before the Ceres Project came along, some of these people didn't even know what a healthy meal looked like, says Lily Gunter, who works at the Ceres Project. It's food I wouldn't have thought to make myself, cancer patient Brandy Dornan told the New York Times. So far, more than 2,400 young people have been involved in the project, helping out in the kitchen and learning how to prepare healthy meals. As an added benefit, young people experience the feeling of having been able to help others while acquiring new skills. The clinical trials have only just begun, so the results are not in yet. However, the statistics from the California study should help to verify, or indeed refute, popular claims that certain types of food can fight disease.